You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, we have a trending report for you. Jeremy, I don't know what the Colorado Avalanche had for breakfast yesterday, but dudes, keep eating it.
Good game.
The Avs put the puck in the net 8 times last night.
I know.
Against the Anaheim Ducks, whose defense apparently isn't all it's quacked up to be.
Coming in hot with the dad jokes.
I'm going to do that joke again at our next trending report. Just giving you a warning.
Yes.
Avs won 8-4. The Avs' next game is tomorrow night against the Wild. But the Hardwoods are down tonight at Ball Arena as the Nuggets host Charlotte. Hey, somebody needs to pay a little bit better attention to our money here in the great state of Colorado. They did an audit of Colorado's unemployment insurance fund. That's done by the Colorado Department of Labor, don't you know?
Yeah.
They couldn't verify the accounting or location of $500 million.
My God, where did it all
in
go?
In unemployment funds. You gotta love the quote from the chief of staff for the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment. He said, "Yes, our books on this were a little shoddy." That's his quote.
Then he got into his Bentley and drove off.
Our books are a little shoddy. $500 million from Colorado residents unable to be verified.
We should have wrote things down in pen, not pencil.
I don't want to be all suspicious, but...
Where'd it all go? That's a lot of money.
Somebody is taking our money. You know, if they said, "Yeah, we did this," you know, and it was like $30,000 off, you'd be like, "Nah,
no big deal."
Half
we get
a
it.
Billion? Somebody better start paying attention. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I was reading this thing here. I know some people are already suspicious of Google and Google, you know, keeping track of all of our stuff. And between Alexa and Google, people have a lot of fears about devices and gadgets.
They listen, man.
Now Google has their newest Nest Hub that's coming out on, it's going to be on sale at the end of the month. And what you do is you set this thing next to your bed and it uses radar. It's reading this story. It's crazy. The radar, you set it up and it's facing your bed and the radar will measure your breathing, like your chest movements.
Mm-hmm.
It has little microphones that listen in to see if you're snoring and or coughing. It's got all of this and it assembles all this data and spits out some answer of how well you're sleeping. And so now people are like, wait a minute, I don't want Google watching me sleep.
Google says, yeah. No, we won't collect your data. Not at all. Fingers crossed behind their back.
That's what they're swearing that the data will not be sent to them.
We promise.
Unless
you
want to sync it with their various health apps.
And you start getting the ads for pillowcases and mattresses and bite plates.
And they also promise that there's no camera in this thing.
Yeah, we promise.
But it's only $99. How can you resist?
Yeah.
It'll just be right there on your nightstand, keeping a nice little eye on you.
I gotta know if I'm snoring or not. Yeah.
What else is trending?
By far the biggest trending news this morning, a new Guinness World Record for drinking a Capri Sun. 'Twas a British man. Declan Evans, who is 20 years old, set the record.
I do
record.
Love that name, Declan,
Declan
by the way.
Declan Evans.
If I ever had another child, I might name Declan. He or she Declan. Anyway, what's the record?
He set the record by drinking a Capri Sun in 16.6 seconds. Seems a little slow
to me.
That
doesn't sound fast to
me. It doesn't seem fast at all.
Now, unless it is through that tiny little Capri Sun straw,
that's the
which
thing.
You can't get a lot of volume going through that.
If you were to not use the straw and just poke the hole and give it a good smash into your mouth, it would be so much quicker. I don't know. We got a couple boxes of those at home. I might try to beat the record today.
I think
we'll
in the spirit of it, you need to use the tiny little straw.
Yeah, I would think so. But still, 16 seconds. There's not a lot of liquid in there. But anyway, And according wait, here's to another Guinness, question. That's the record this morning.
How do they track to know how much of the liquid has come out of that thing? You can never get every drop out.
Not every drop, but you can flatten it pretty good. If you're sucking the heck out of it, it'll...
Make it so it's concave or whatever?
Yeah.
All right.
Second biggest trending story of the day, Yankee Candle, the leader in overpriced home fragrance, has announced the highly anticipated scent of the year, which is called Discovery.
What does it smell like?
Discovery.
Does it smell like despair and wasted money?
It's inspired by our desire to find an authentic connection, Dom. It brings together a combination of fragrances from around the globe, igniting our renewed feelings of discovery, energy, connection, and desire to fully embrace new experiences and cultures, Dom.
I think it's igniting their bottom line.
Just give me a damn candle that smells like tacos.
You know, I'm boring. I just go with the vanilla scent.
I'm looking for a candle that will give me an authentic connection.
With what? I'll ask again. What are we connecting with?
I don't know.
The universe?
I don't understand.
That's just one of those buzzwords.
It's a blend of red ginger, star fruit, mango, passion fruit, and vanilla spice. Discovery.
I guarantee you, though, we've got people listening to this.
It probably smells great.
Probably the majority of people listening saying, I want that. Why don't you boys shut the F up?
You can huff it and find your true authentic connection.
All right, we'll shut up.
I want to sniff it.
What else?
Good news. If you packed on a few pounds over the last year, according to a new poll, flabby old dad bods are now the most attractive body type. This is coming from dating.com. They know bodies. Yes, they do. And a dad bod is like not too big, like chubby, but you're not really in shape, but you still got like a muscular upper half.
You don't have chiseled abs.
No chiseled abs. You got the little bit of a gut going, but broad shoulders and decent arms. So there you go. People are proud of them. A lot of people are bragging about it on the dating apps. And
Something like 3/4 of people said that was a great look?
Yeah, it's a good look.
That's a big number. Let me ask you something personally and quickly, because I know we got to move on. You had this thing a year and a half ago where you were going to go for the chiseled abs, so you were going to have abs
like
Zac Efron.
It's hard to accomplish.
Did you ever get those?
No, it's too hard to accomplish at this point.
Yeah, and you're almost 50, so you're not going to do that.
Please. I could probably do it. It's funny. I've got a few buddies from high school, you know, that are my age. They've been posting shirtless pictures in front of the mirror on Facebook recently, which, one, stop it. But two, a lot of them are in really good shape. Like, they've been kicking butt. It's all these guys that are hitting 40, and they're like, you know, I'm going to have the best body ever now that I'm 40.
Tell me again about that bread Nicole's making for dinner tonight.
Oh, my God. Soda bread.
Anyway.
Oh, I'll put a couple of those in my pockets and bring them into work tomorrow.
Cause and effect. What else is trending?
Dogs are trending. Labrador Retrievers just named America's favorite dog, 30th year in a row.
That's insane.
The big news, though, is the Frenchie. The French Bulldogs. They are up from 4th place last year, and now they are at number 2. And, you know, we looked at French Bulldogs before we bought our little rescue dog, Goldie.
Uh-huh.
And the thing that turned us away from the French Bulldogs, they're about $6,000-$7,000 each.
Oh my.
For a little purebred Frenchie. They got all sorts of breathing issues and seizure issues, and
it's like
they can't
Niles
give
the
birth.
Weirdo.
They can't give birth naturally. Like, there's a lot of things with the Frenchie.
Remember,
it's
you
like,
freaked out when you found out that Gretchen paid $1,000 for Niles the weirdo. Now you're talking $6,000 or $7,000.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't. I have a question for you about this survey, though.
Yeah.
First of all, the whole thing with Labradors is funny. 30 years in a row is number one.
We are in a rut. We had such a good lab.
They're cool dogs. They're nice dogs.
So smart.
Honey. But here's my question. I see on there that the venerable German Shepherd, which has been number 2 forever, slipped to number 3. But my question is, I never see German Shepherds anywhere. How can they constantly, every year, be the number 2, number 3 dog when I'm not saying they're not out there. Don't call in and get all mad. I mean, I grew up with a German Shepherd. My dad loved them. But what I'm saying is everywhere you go, you see every other kind of dog. You never go to a parking lot at
you
a store
don't.
And
it's
see
true.
A German Shepherd in there.
It's
I mean,
true.
Where are all of them?
If they're supposedly sniffing out the drugs, man. They're sniffing your suitcase at the airport.
The last time I saw one was at the airport sniffing suitcases.
Maybe
including
that's
mine.
Why. Maybe that could be because they're, you know, awesome police dogs and military dogs.
Yeah, they're great dogs.
They're so smart.
I'm not knocking them. I just don't ever see them.
The only
anywhere.
Time I see them is in videos when they're chasing a man in one of those giant suits, you know, and then it just pounces on him and then
trying to rip his arm off.
They try to rip his arm off. Who's a good boy? You know, that's the only time you see him.
Yeah, so I'm just curious. I wondered if I was the only one.
I don't know. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Go to Facebook, search Tom and Jeremy on the FB. Funny story on there today. I'll just give you a little quick synopsis of it. A 50-year-old man from Poland has attempted to pass his driver's test nearly 200 times over 2 decades, and he just failed his 192nd driving test.
Oh, bless his heart.
Bless his little heart. It's a fun little story. It's on our Facebook. You can check it out. Search Tom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Wow. And that's what's trending now. Your clickbait is brought to you by Boyer's Coffee, the smoothest tasting cup in the Rocky Mountains. Look for Boyer's Coffee in your local grocery store. I can't laugh too much. I failed my first driving test, so.
Yeah, but 192 times. Mm-hmm. Even if you pass it on 193, do you hand him the license? You're like,
Look, I do not want to get myself into trouble here. But we got a call once. Well, maybe I shouldn't talk about this. It was somebody who had to pass a test, and they were just all bubbly calling us, and they had failed it, I want to say 6 or 7 times. Mm. And they said, yeah, I'm going to take it for the 8th time. And all of us in the studio were looking at each other like...
Was it like a medical thing?
Do we...
Aha!
No, it wasn't a medical thing.
Oh, okay.
Should I just say it?
I don't remember it, so...
It was somebody who had gotten their teaching degree and was getting their teacher's license.
Oh, okay.
And they had failed it, I think, 7 times. And so, naturally, we were just all looking at each other like... I don't know if I want my kid in that class.
Right. Naturally, you would think that.
I'm sorry. It's not a condemnation of anybody or the industry. Don't get mad.
That's all I heard, though, Dom.
What?
That's all I heard, though. You can answer all those emails today.
I mean, it would be the equivalent if somebody's like, yeah, you know, I failed the bar exam 12 times.
Right.
You let them as your attorney.
My brain surgery exam, you know, 15th time's the charm.
Exactly. Do you want them cutting your head open? I mean,
sure don't.
It's just natural. Like if your Uber driver failed her
driving test
17 times, do you want to get in the back seat?
Yep.
That's all I was saying. Great. Now I got to answer Facebook messages.
A horrible thing to say, Dom.
I hate you, Dom.
Damn it. Pardon.